Well, it's 7 o'clock or a little something thereafter because of the very interesting show that's been going on before. It's just Josh around with Josh, and I, as always, and Josh, I need to turn your mic on. Jay's
not, not really.
Yeah, yeah. Well, people can hear you a lot
this
better.
This was obviously set for a short person.
Yeah, so, right. Yeah. We're back here in the tiny little booth as I'm getting ready. I'm doing a little bit of training. We'll go ahead and mention that I'm going to be out at Guthrie's on Saturday. So if you'd like to meet me,
eat more chicken. Oh wait, that's the wrong motto.
Yeah, yeah, totally wrong story. I'm sure they would not be happy with that. I'm going to be on location.
What are the odds that they're listening right now? Maybe.
I would hope that it's really good.
Let's see if my phone blows up.
Yeah, right. It's like, hey, no, that's not our slogan. Where was I? 7 o'clock. It's Tuesday. So it's time to hang out and talk about meaningless stuff. This is something I do in my day-to-day life, but now I get to share it with you. So,
All we're missing is like a water cooler, like right here in the middle, yes. Kind of.
And I'm still letting this play in the background because I love this song. I would make a such better DJ than I would a talk show host.
We're going to get a chance to do that Saturday. So
Yes, super excited.
And probably play your own music too because, I mean, I'm sure the boss won't be around. So
Yes, we might sneak a little bit of country in there. I'd be fine with that.
I don't know how that's going to work.
That might
work like your Star Wars references.
Yeah, right.
You might just go off the air briefly.
Jay remotely cuts off my mic. That one ran away on me. I'm still trying to adjust this one. This one seems like
Doing it back here in the studio wasn't the best idea.
Still doing it really far away. Oh gosh, that one's teetering on the edge. Anyhow, I have a short list of things to talk about today. If you'd like to contribute to whatever topic we're talking about, or
and if you decide you really hate it back here, we can move during the break.
Okay,
or something.
We might do
it's
that.
All good.
We might do that. I've never done a show standing
up. Too many
up.
Knobs to turn. It's kind of
really
crazy.
And I've never watched my own levels live, so that's something new. If you'd like to contribute to whatever it is that we're talking about, and at this part I'm talking to the listener, if you want to contribute or change the subject altogether, I'm okay with that. The telephone number, I can never... Is it a 737 number?
Yes.
Okay, the last part's easy to remember.
Yeah.
Okay. 256-737-9505. Give us a call, and I will answer the phone tonight. Probably my first night to answer the phone at all, as Jay tries to...
I'm looking at your levels over there, and they're like way off.
Way low.
Yeah.
See, normally I'm like eating the microphone at this point, but I tried to... Yeah. I tried to bring it just ever so slightly towards me.
And it like fell in your lap.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, you could turn that knob right there and like do that. Oh, look at there.
That would be so much better. Yeah. Okay. So now we're going to extend it. Just look.
Radio 101. Sorry you can't see what we're doing here.
I wish you could. I've got to find my...
We need a drone that like flies around in here.
I've got to find my tripod and we'd put it right there in the door frame and it would be perfect. So anyways, call and talk to us about it once I start actually talking about what I want to talk about. But, it's a very intricate list tonight, Jay. It's Kourtney Kardashian in Congress.
I don't even know who that is. Is that like a Star Wars character?
No. You're so much better not knowing who the Kardashians are. Trump calls Kim Jong-un very honorable. And
was that in a tweet?
No, it was not a tweet.
Is that the proper?
Although
that's
he,
not the proper
he did
terminology.
Get in trouble. We'll start with that one. How about that? He did get in trouble because. George H.W. Bush's wife passed away over the weekend.
Yes.
Right? And so they had her funeral early this week, and there's a picture going viral, and it's of the last three presidents before Trump, Clinton, George W. Bush, and Obama with George H.W. Bush in a wheelchair.
I'm saying
and,
it.
And the First Lady is actually there, but there's no Trump.
Yes.
Kind of thing. And everybody's giving him a...
Where was he? Do we know?
Playing golf in Florida and bashing people on Twitter. So, I don't know where I stand on that because they said something along the lines of, you know, he should be there to support like the other former presidents were. But I'm thinking, you know, his wife went, so that should count for something. But
definitely.
But, you know...
I don't know how I'm digging this. I'm
of
like
course,
3D focusing on the microphone. This looks like crazy.
I was reading the story off of the Washington Post, which is terrible enough of itself because they are not okay. So
apparently they used to be pretty good. I mean, they made a movie about them like a month ago.
They did. And it's not just that they do stand left wing, which is not where I line up. But other than that, they play by such weird rules. You know, they're the ones that went after these YouTubers that were you know, making edgy memes out on the internet and practically killed half of PewDiePie. If you watch YouTube, you know PewDiePie is. Killed half of his followership just because.
I have no clue.
Yeah. Just because they're a physical printed newspaper that's dying because printed newspapers are dying and they want to pull some other people down with them and that's what they're doing. So in this article by the guy from the Washington Post, he says that really we should all look at that picture and know how quote unquote destructive Trump has been and that picture quote unquote has a zillion words attached to it because he wasn't there. I'm like, so what? Like this dude's like, take it as it is. You know, Trump's never been known as a people person to begin with. So let alone with, I don't know if he even worked closely with any of that group before just being a president. Right.
No idea.
I don't think he falls in there. So he's been getting a bad rap because he was bashing people and playing golf. Bashing people on Twitter and playing golf instead of attending the funeral. So, but that picture made me think. The first time I saw it, I didn't see it in this article. The first time I saw it, it was really neat because I mean, you've got Bill and Hillary Clinton, and then Michelle and Barack Obama, and then is it Barbara that's George W. Bush's wife?
Yes. No. Lara.
Okay, so it's Barbara.
Barbara was George Bush's wife. She's who died.
Okay, I always get those backwards.
Yeah,
but George W. and his wife are.
I'll tell you what I always remember about her. Like as soon as I ever saw a picture of her, she had so much white hair. Like,
yes,
30 years ago, yeah, she had white. I'm like
before the presidency. But it fascinated me because you know you see, and it's probably media's fault. That, you know, they pair...
It is. I always blame media.
You know, they pair each other on two different sides, but everybody in that picture has, like, a genuine smile on their face. You know, and it's... You can tell when somebody's faking a smile. None of these folks had fake smiles on. So, I would love to be a fly on the wall when, you know, they all sat down for dinner or whatever it is that they did after this. Just to hear what that conversation's like, right? Maybe it wouldn't go so well if Trump was there. Because Hillary's there as well, but you know it would be interesting nonetheless, right? Can you imagine what they would talk about? I can't think at all. But if you listen to the guy,
I mean, there are so many possibilities.
Exactly. You know, do they always talk about being the president or politics?
I mean, you think all of the previous first families that you know they would criticize who's in office mm-hmm. now? You just know that's going to happen.
But Ivanka was there, so yes. It's like you can't really do that.
Well, Melania. Oh, or was it Ivanka? Right. No, it was Melania.
Yeah. It was Melania. Once again, terribly complicated names, and I'm awful with the names. So, anyhow, we might as well just roll into the next Trump subject, right?
Yeah.
Right. The Kim Jong-un, he refers to him as being very honorable. And I had to read this story on CNN.
I'm sorry.
Almost like barf in my mouth a little bit when I say that. But, of course, they paint it as a poor move on his part, considering the human rights infringements that North Korea has made, quote-unquote. I'm having to use a lot of air quotes today. I don't like that. Don't like that at all. But the part that I found fascinating was they can't see that this has got to be a deliberate move because they're wanting to set up talks with Kim Jong-un. So what are you supposed to say? It's like, this guy's trash, you know, 3 weeks before he comes to talk to you?
Well, that just came out of the blue completely because if you remember, you know, Trump's done nothing but slam him into the ground for like 9 months.
But
then, and now all of a sudden, no, let's talk.
Yes, no. And it kind of makes me feel like North Korea just out of the blue said, hey, yeah, we'll come talk to you because he's coming here.
Yeah.
And that blows my mind. Like, how does he set foot on American soil and we not, you know, lock him up forever.
Sure, there will be a lot of security.
He visited China, and China didn't tell anybody.
Are you
right?
Sure they're not going to meet at like Guantanamo?
Yeah. Right. No. Okay. So if I was some terrible third world dictator, I would want to meet on, you know, neutral ground.
Right.
It's like, hey, let's meet in Switzerland or something, right?
Where they have all the other conventions.
Nope, he's coming here. And he visited China because China nixed all of their propaganda about how awful North Korea was. And no one could go in and out of this certain hotel or go near it for blocks. And I remember reading about it a couple of weeks ago. He went and talked to the guy, whoever the guy is, that leads China.
Huh.
So, you know, Trump's next. So what's going on? Like, Trump mentions that he wants them to turn loose of all nukes. And of course, now we're seeing that North Korea or Kim himself wants to, you know, talk immediately. Like, he doesn't want to wait the couple of weeks to find his schedule. Like, we want to talk now. And that's pretty cool because, you know, North Korea has always been, or as long as I've been alive, has always been this fearful. It's like, we really don't know what they're doing. Don't trust them any farther than you can throw them. But Kim Jong-un's a pretty small guy. Maybe you can throw him pretty far. Anyways, terrible joke. Terrible joke. But Dad's probably...
He does kind of resemble a soccer ball a little bit.
He does. But yeah, I think that's a power move, or not a power move, but like a PR move, right? You know, if I'm going to invite you to dinner, I'm going to change my tone. I'm not going to bash you, you know, the week before I invite you to dinner. So the fact that CNN can't acknowledge that that's what you do as a gentleman, then just leads. So
there's apparently a lot of things CNN can't acknowledge these days.
That's so, you know, and that's so obvious. Like, everything else, yes, I understand you can twist it and it makes a good story and more people watch your TV show or listen to your podcast because of it. But like, that is so blatantly obvious that a 26-year-old guy from Coleman, Alabama can figure it out. Like, and CNN's not picking it up.
Well, I've pointed this out before to, you know, friends and family, and I'll point it out to our listening audience. We're in our own little microcosm down here.
I mean,
just about everybody down here, we all lean the same direction.
Yeah.
You know, you talk to other people in other parts of the country, and they think we're crazy.
Yeah, right. But then again, everybody in other parts of the country think that we always marry our cousins.
So, that too, you know. Yeah.
And let me tell you something else, because I've got a couple of buddies that live way north of the Mason-Dixon line. I tell them, yeah, that's pretty much how it is. Don't move down here. It's awful, right? Because I don't want any of them.
Don't
migrating.
Even come visit, man.
Yeah. So guys, if you're listening, don't pay any attention to that. Yeah, it is awful down here. Don't move down.
Well, tell you what, let's break. Let's move back into the comfy chairs in the conference room.
Ooh.
And maybe we can do some training for that remote Saturday, too. That'll be fun.
Oh, more training. That's probably not my strong suit is training, because I said earlier I can't remember names. I really can't remember instructions, so I may have to take notes.
That's all right.
Speaking of training, I'm trying to find...
In case everyone didn't hear the announcement or missed it, we're going to be at Guthrie's on Saturday between 2 and 4. They're turning 9 years old, and they have stuff that they normally sell at reasonable prices. Now they're going to sell it for really good prices, and that's about all I can say on this particular radio station because of the particular rules that the FCC has put on us. So,
which has been fascinating.
There you go.
To me. Because
yeah, even Josh learned some things tonight.
I didn't know that there were special rule sets that applied to us. And to
thank you, National Broadcasters Association, for that. We appreciate that.
All right, so we're gonna take a break and move on out like Jay said. But hang around, and I'll be watching that Facebook post. I made a Facebook post on my personal Facebook tonight because I don't have the radio station's tablet.
We can probably put that up there on the radio stations, too. So.
But more than likely, there's probably... I haven't checked it yet. I'm terribly sorry. But come and talk to me there if you don't feel like calling in, and we'll read some of them out when we come back. No place to hang out or washing, and then I can't blame all on the sun. Oh no, we're gonna rock down to Electric Avenue.
Oh, rock down to Electric Avenue, and then we'll take it higher. Who is to blame in what country? Never can get to the one. Dealing in multiplication, and they still can't feed everyone. Oh no, we gonna rock down to Electric Avenue, and then we'll take it higher. Oh no, we gonna rock down to Electric Avenue, and then we'll take it higher.
Of Coleman is turning 9 years old this weekend, and Live 95 will be on site on Saturday to help them celebrate. Guthrie's will be offering their famous golden fried chicken box at a significant discount Saturday and Sunday between 10:30 a.m. and 9 o'clock p.m. Make sure you get you some chicken and come by and say hi to the Live 95 crew and make a request. Hey, we'll be on site eating some of that chicken ourselves on Saturday between 2 and 4. We'll see you there at Guthrie's of Coleman.
This is Big D, the new voice of Live 95.5 from the popular Facebook page, What's Happening in Coleman. I'm also the owner of Cosmic Sound. This is Big D, the new
this
voice
is
of
Live 95, Coleman's independent radio. This is the music we love. This is Live 95 music. This is Live 95 Music. If you like this,
we should run through the forest, we should swim in the streams, we should laugh, we should cry, we should love, we should dream.
And this, and this, then this is your radio station, Live 95. Coleman's Independent Radio. This is Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio. This is the music we love.
People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down, when you're strange. When you stray,
we'll just call it Training 101.
Yeah, we're going to have to. This thing doesn't like me at all. Can you bump me up just a little bit more? I'm having a hard time hearing me.
That would be in there, actually, I think.
Oh, gosh, that's right. Okay, so, like Jay was saying, Training 101, because we are...
I'll come fix it for you.
Yeah, that'd be great. This is a completely different board in here with me, and I'm trying to figure things out. If you didn't know it, we were getting ready for a on-site. Yes. No. Well, that'll work. Too much. Yeah. One notch. Yeah. Yeah. That's good. That's good. For some reason, it felt like it wasn't my headphones. It was my mic. But I guess 1/6 half a dozen of the other. Where was I? Well, I'm going to be on site at Guthrie's this Saturday from 2 to 4. So if you want to come and see me, you can. That's the way to see my face in real life if you'd like to torture yourself like that. We're going to be eating some of the chicken down there. They got a pretty good deal going on that day, and they're celebrating 9 years of being in Cullman.
Wow, check it out.
Yeah.
Hit stop on the music now.
Oh, that's right.
Because it's in front of you now.
There's a little bit of a delay on that, and you were telling me about that.
Yeah, but if you were actually remote broadcasting and tried to tune in, you would be like a second and a half late.
Oh, yeah.
You'd be totally freaking out.
That would bother me really, really bad. So, if another thing I don't think I've mentioned about the Guthries, you probably have in the ad for it, but we'll be accepting requests while I'm down there. So,
and donations and money and pity. Donations. We'll take pity, too.
Yes.
Pity's good.
All the pity we can get.
Are you familiar with, let me borrow the studio for a second.
Okay.
Just to humor you.
Okay.
Are you familiar with the legend of Cullman and being on YouTube?
No.
So you've never seen the Cullman commercial that's on YouTube?
Oh, the one about the mobile homes?
Yes.
Yes.
You have seen that.
Yes. And I used to know some folks that were involved in it.
I didn't know if we'd ever talked about that or not.
Friends of friends. That
so Melissa went on a writing rampage over the weekend.
Okay.
And
writing?
Yes.
Okay.
And all of us got together and came up with this.
Okay.
Brace yourself.
Oh, boy. Is this a video?
Hi.
Okay.
We're WRJMLP. We're a Cullman radio station. We play music. If that's what you're looking for, we got it. We're not going to waste your time. We're going to tell it like it is. Some of our songs are pop. Some of our songs are classic rock. Some of our songs are alternative. And some of our songs are even country. We cover those up. She chooses them. He plays them. And I talk about them.
We don't. Is this Tommy?
That's Tommy.
We nice. Wish we did, but we don't.
Look at that.
So if you don't listen to us, it ain't going to hurt our feelings. So tune your dial to 95.5 and get yourself some music.
That is awesome.
We don't care.
That is awesome. But the only key element you're missing is the one about his ex-wife.
Yeah, right? The bouncer in Birmingham.
Yeah, right.
Well, I think we covered
most
of it pretty well.
That's pretty good. That's really good. So is that going to become an ad spot?
It already has.
Sweet.
Yeah, it started airing Sunday, I think.
Awesome. Awesome. I love the
station Facebook page. All right, I'll handle that.
Yes, which we've already got some posts on mine. So I don't know if I'm not familiar with how Facebook works. I don't know if sharing it will or maybe linking to it. I'm not sure. Somehow, my goal is to let someone who finds it through you or finds it through me still be able to contribute and see all of the comments. I don't know how any of that works. I need to hire like a full time Facebook representative.
That would be good. Yeah.
So if you're out there and would like to work for free and know something about Facebook, hit me up.
I didn't catch the full question. So you wanted to link like your personal with the station Facebook or something?
No, I don't know what I want, Jay. It's kind of a life metaphor.
I think these microphones are a lot more powerful than what's out there.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe it's the wind cover.
Just me.
Yeah. It may be the wind cover on those other ones.
But there's so much wind in the studio.
Yeah, right. Well, that one's sitting under a vent, and I was kind of glad we moved in here because I was getting really cold in the back room. But before we left, we were talking about Kim Jong-un and Trump and stuff, and that is the executive branch of the government, and so now we'll swap over to the congressional side of government. And Kourtney Kardashian. And you said you don't know who the Kardashians are. You know who the Kardashians are, but you don't
know. Who is Kourtney Kardashian?
He asks his phone.
According to Wikipedia, Kourtney Mary Kardashian is an American television personality, socialite, businesswoman, and model.
Okay, so it says businesswoman because
she's got like a dress line or something, right?
Yeah, and some makeup products, right?
Oh, good
and,
for her.
And that's why she's in Congress.
I don't know about you, but I have no need for makeup products.
Me either. Yeah. But it fascinates me that because she's wanting reform, she says that there's not been regulation on makeup in like 15 years, 20 years. And I'm thinking, why would you? Why would you need makeup regulation? It's not really something that the FDA needs to get involved in unless you're worried about it destroying your face, like the Halle Berry Catwoman movie, right? Did you ever see that?
I think I did.
Yeah, it was like destroying people's faces, and that's what that whole movie was about.
I would think if actually wasn't that Face Off or something with Nicolas Cage.
Pretty close, except this one had Halle Berry.
I was thinking if it was going to hurt anyone's face, it would be like poor Brent Spiner and all the gold makeup from playing Data for like ever and ever.
Oh, gosh, yeah,
like,
true.
But he seems to have come through it fairly well. Is that a Mumford & Sons song? Fairly well.
I think so. But I think Mumford & Sons have sang about everything.
I've never seen them in a concert, and it's really breaking
my
heart.
The Lion in the Cave something is another. So it could be anything.
I'll have to fix that.
I'm looking at Facebook post right now.
You can have the station back, by the way. I'm going to have to step out briefly at some point when someone texts me again.
Okay.
People want money, so I'll have to go write checks.
No, don't. Well, I mean,
but I'll be right back.
If you're looking for people to write checks for it, I fall under that category.
I don't think anybody listening to your show even knows who I am, but that's all right.
No.
I'm just some random person Josh roped into coming in here.
That's right. You checked your email one day when you shouldn't have, and then now I'm here.
Is that how it works?
That's exactly. That's where babies come from, Jay. Somebody checks their email, and now you have kids. Okay, so I've got this back under control, and by under control, I mean not in control at all. But Facebook post, got a couple of people tuning in.
Anybody asking who is Kim Kardashian yet?
No.
Don't have that yet, huh?
Jessica has an opinion on the Melina. Is it Melina?
Melania.
Melania.
Yep.
She says, I respect Melania for coming. How difficult would it have been for him to come to the funeral? I mean, seriously. And then like a disgruntled emoji face of some sort. I can kind of understand that, but at the same time,
I don't know when did he play in his golf game. I mean, it might have been before Barbara kicked the can.
It may have been.
That's a horrible thing to say.
Well, no, because the way that you said it, yes, but I know what you meant. Like maybe it wasn't the same time because I'm taking that information from CNN, and they may have just twisted it that he was playing the day of the funeral. Who knows?
Yeah.
But
one thing is for sure about CNN. They twisted it in to make it sound as absolutely worst as possible.
Yes. Yep, so. Yeah. Let's see. Her talking up there. Oh, yeah. Nikki's talking about the Kardashians. She says, I can imagine her talking up there, quotes, like this makeup is like so awful for my face, end quote. Yeah. That was the reason why I flagged that article. I can't imagine what the conversation was like. I've seen an episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. It's awful.
I'm sorry.
It's absolutely awful. But
I've seen it in the program, guy.
If you can
flip right past it without stopping.
Always do that. Now they've got, I don't know how this man is related to them, but his name is Scott, and he's like the closest to normal for them, because he asked them, logical questions like why are you doing this and stuff like that. But other than that, everyone else is off the planet. And Kanye has come to join them because he married into that family, and you've got the stuff that's going on with Caitlyn, formerly known as Bruce, and it's just a mess up there. But if you can
I'm nodding in acknowledgement like I know what these things that you say are, and unfortunately
things are.
I do know what these but I don't want to admit that I know what these
I
things
don't.
Are.
But you can't be in, you can't function in the world today and not know. Scott. Nikki.
Well, I don't have a water cooler where I work, so
true,
you know, there's a
true.
Lot of things I don't know.
Nikki
so.
Says Scott is one of Courtney's child's father. She said baby daddy, but I didn't know if that was acceptable for the
radio
or not. Okay, let's talk about something a little bit more interesting.
What's a baby daddy?
Yeah, right.
You'll understand
local
when
news.
You're older.
I'm going to talk about local news. I don't think I've ever talked about local news.
Local news. Smith Lake is flooding.
Okay. Oh, really?
Yeah.
See, that wasn't on my local news.
See, that's bad.
Oh, gosh, it is. Which is the first time that lake's been up in a very long time.
Yeah, well, I've seen it before.
The interstate, they're finally going to start resurfacing the interstate. I don't know if you frequent 65 from the Blunt County line, that bridge right there.
Yep. Up into Coleman County, yeah.
13 miles right there that's
why they started closing it, like, last weekend, wasn't it?
Yes. Yeah. The Hansville exit was closed because they were repairing where it touches the bridge. Mm-hmm. But they said because I got really interested in this because I run this every single day. As soon as nighttime temps stay above 60 degrees consistently, they're going to put down this like new fancy style of asphalt, right? Hmm. Who would have known that there were different types of asphalt? Yeah. Not me. But this one's supposed to prevent hydroplaning.
Wow.
Yeah. Sounds like a huge breakthrough.
Have been a lot of accidents happen in that area. And so that's a good.
Okay. So if you drop down off of the hill on right after Dodge City, if you're going southbound, it's always there. You know, I've seen jackknifed tractor trailers and RVs, and then the normal accidents. I've seen table saws that have fallen out of the back of the trucks and smashed cars, and it's always right there. And it's because, you know, it's raining or whatever, and somebody jams on the brake too hard because somebody's tailgating, that kind of thing. So I'm fascinated.
Let me add on to your statement there. So those of you in Coleman County that are very familiar with where Smith Lake Park is and the boat launch and Trimble, the four-way stop there, there's been a little sign on that particular county road for at least 2 years now. I'm affectionately referring to it as Pothole Drive.
Mm-hmm.
It is now being resurfaced as of today.
Sweet.
Very nice.
And that's
long overdue.
That brings up a question that I've always wondered. Like, 1913 is when taxes all started and everything. Before that time, we had cars, right? Which means that
and
we
dirt
had,
roads.
And, well, but you know, we had streets in cities, right?
Yep.
And none of that was paid for by tax money.
True. Yeah.
How was that paid for?
Good question.
Right. Why do we need my tax money for it now?
Yeah.
You know, if not for the fact that I've gone like 6 months now driving grooved pavement up and down 65.
It's really good for waking you up, though, if you're halfway asleep as soon as you hit that grooved pavement. It's like, oh, my
that.
God.
I absolutely hate that because I watched a guy on a motorcycle, ingenious.
Oh, he'd wipe out, probably.
No, he rode the shoulder because the shoulder has been resurfaced.
I must step out
so
for a moment.
So he just scooted up the shoulder, which is really cool to me. But
false alarm, I don't have to step out.
Oh, good. people just kind of come and go as they please around here, and it adds to the warmth.
Yeah, it's like the 7-Eleven.
Yeah, right.
Kind of, not really.
They come and go, and they don't pick anything up, actually. But yeah, you know, my tax money just all of a sudden started being have to be used for roads and bridges and stuff. Like, why can't we just go back to that?
I used to say that I paid so much tax that, like, I personally owned certain roads because it felt like that,
yes,
honestly.
Yes, but, that reminds me of, like, my dad when he was teaching me to drive. If I was veering to one, you know, over into the other lane or a little close on the yellow, it was always, I know you think you pay for both sides of the road, but let's keep it on this one, right? But it's true. I pay for the whole road.
That's
I should
true,
use
yeah.
all of the road. But that was my local news for the day. And I have to admit, I Googled that one. Google, under Google's like news app, they've got a local section and they've got a For You section. And I didn't click on For You because I didn't.
And they actually have a local section that had actual information in it.
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
It come from different sites like Coleman Today and Coleman Times. And so I guess they're a curator of news. So if you're looking for a
Facebook's real good about deciding what you need to see and what you don't need to see.
Yeah. I'm not down with that. And you know what? I have not been able to find anything newsworthy on Facebook. I don't know if I've just unfollowed enough people that I don't see it anymore.
They have pretty much shut it down.
Oh, yeah?
And what I noticed, I reposted an article, I think, earlier today that one of my peers had posted that's specific to the industry that I'm in.
Yeah.
And it had a big, like, I with an exclamation point beside it. And I thought, that's different.
Yeah.
So I went over and clicked on it, and it showed me what other sites or what other people had posted it and, like, how many people had shared it.
Yeah.
So, like, it was trying to, I guess, put a meter on, you know, is this real or is this fake?
Right.
Which I thought was a direct result of previous things going on with Facebook. So.
But, you know, I can't find their trending section anymore. Like, that used to be on my feed every single day. But since all of that has come to light, I don't find it anymore. I'm sure.
It's probably intentional.
Yes, I hope so. And I didn't read into it too much, so it didn't really hurt my feelings when it left. But I'm sure if I had it now, trending right now would be something about urgent cares and allergies. And everything, because I think everyone I've run into.
It is still there, because I just typed in the search field. I typed in trending.
Yes.
And
it comes up.
There's a whole bunch of stuff that came up. Shall I go over some of these? Let's see.
Yeah, do it.
Mulvaney.
What is Mulvaney?
That was Market Watch. That's one of the... Well, anyway.
Okay.
Two Dallas officers shot at Home Depot in critical condition.
Yes. They moved it. It's not on my feed anymore. When I type in the search bar, it's all right down there. Rob Gronkowski and California.
Yep.
California. I forgot about this. So California has gotten enough people to stand up and say, hey, we want to secede from the union, that they've granted them...
See you later. Sayonara.
...permission to start gathering signatures. So they get enough signatures, and they can vote whether or not to leave the United States. Let them go is all I'm saying, right?
I think that's my call.
That's your one.
I have to step out for a moment.
I'll start ranting about California.
All right.
I'm not gonna miss, you know, they'll never do it. Let me start that off, because someone up on Capitol Hill will realize that they're gonna lose too many voters for a certain party that shouldn't be named, and they'll never let them actually do it. But I'm saying, you know, let them go, right? We won't go down that way, but they'll learn a lesson from it, and maybe they'll understand why. Once they go through some of that, they'll understand why it will never work out. Maybe they'll see some of the strings that are controlling their state as a whole, and that it all flows back to Capitol Hill. Once again, this is my personal opinion and doesn't necessarily reflect the opinions of the staff or management at 95.5. But, you know, let them try to float out. Ever since I was in grade school, my teacher has always told me, you know, because of the plates under the state of California, there's going to be an earthquake one day, and they're just going to float off into the sea. And you know, every night when I lay my head down on the pillow, I'm kind of hoping that's going to happen, because joke time, all of my water hoses come with, in the state of California, this could cause the cancer. So if we get rid of the state of California, you know, does lead stop giving me cancer? Like, possibly. I'm kind of interested in that. Terrible joke. Don't take my advice. This is not an advice column. This is more just a rant thing. But yeah, so they're actually gathering signatures to, I guess, become their own country. Like, I don't even know how this works. Like, are they going to try to become part of Mexico, or who knows? I don't understand it completely, but I think that it's just silly enough that it might work. So now I'm kind of liking this Facebook trending thing, because I'm surfing through here and I'm seeing all these stories that I read earlier today, and they're not actually bad. Amazon wants to deliver packages to the trunk of your car, right? So it's very specific, but the idea kind of gives me the uneasy feeling that they're going to need some type of code to get into your car. Because the stipulation is the offer is available now for people who have 2015 or newer GM car or Volvo with OnStar, right? So if you have OnStar, it looks like, and not the Chevy folks, but OnStar, and you want an Amazon box put into your trunk while you're at work or what have you, they'll do it, which means... And this is another conspiracy theory that I've been holding on to since forever. But it means that OnStar has control over your car, and it's an always listening kind of thing. So the thing on your rearview mirror is always listening to your conversations you have in the car. That means they're listening to you yell at your kids or talk about what you want to have for lunch today. You know, if that's the kind of thing that bothers you, then that should probably be a red flag. So, coming back to the subject, Amazon is going to utilize their function to unlock the trunk, at least unlock the car, right? Because I think about my wife's SUV, and it's just the back of the SUV, right? So, to unlock the quote-unquote trunk, the hatchback on the back of the SUV, they would gain access to the whole rest of my car, whole rest of the SUV, through that door. But really, on her car, in order to get into the hatch, you have to unlock the whole car. So then, you know, Amazon delivery guy or UPS guy theoretically could dig all of the change out of my cup holder up front. Like, I know that seems petty, but I mean, you're opening yourself up to whatever's going to go on. And if UPS or FedEx guy's just having a really tough day today and thinks that he needs 75 cents for a candy bar and your cup holder's got it, well, this one's on you, pal. So, thanks again. So, maybe something we should think about. I love Amazon. Like I pay for more stuff on Amazon than I'm willing to admit, and I utilize more of their services than I probably should. But
I'm back. Can I borrow some money?
Yeah, right. Did you hear all of that? At least
I did not.
So Amazon's wanting to deliver packages to the trunk of your car. All right. So
what?
The details on that is that they're going to utilize cars with the OnStar system.
Okay. I was actually asking Melissa like not long ago to see if OnStar was still around because I mean,
yes,
pretty much everybody has a cell phone.
It's so. In GM's. Undoubtedly, Volvo's rebranded their own version of it, but it's the same operating system. And so looks like OnStar would unlock your trunk. FedEx UPS guy dumps it in the trunk and closes it back. My thing is, what if he doesn't close it back? What if he digs the 75 cents out of the cup holder?
Yeah,
you know, whatever. Yeah. You know, and this Dr. Pepper fix is on you, pal.
Would they have the pin built into the drone so the drone could, like, broadcast the pin?
I would think that you
open
don't.
Open the trunk and then.
Surely.
Because, you know, the trunks close themselves now.
Oh, that's right.
With the keyless entry.
That's right.
Yeah.
I wouldn't think that you could combo deliver. I don't think you're going to get drone and. Because I think if you get drone packages, you're wanting it, like, brought to you right now. If I'm going to pay to have a drone deliver my package, I want it to come in the front door at work, go up the elevator, and then like ring the buzzer outside my office.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I want it to do. Hey, there's cameras on them. It can be done. All right. So I'm actually kind of digging this trending thing now because
you're welcome.
Yeah. I'm going down through there and I'm seeing all the ones that I read earlier today and I thought to myself, oh, I'll remember to talk about that, but I won't write it down. And then I didn't remember it. So, you know what Yeti coolers are, right?
Yes, and I've seen a couple of memes, but I'll be honest, you know, I work like five jobs, so I don't keep up with all this crap.
Yes.
So bring me up to date on what, like, Yeti's going to put somebody else out of business or something because, like, they're becoming a bigger news story than somebody else.
Yes, so the gun rights activists want to boycott Yeti.
What did Yeti say against gun right owners or gun owners?
Well, they stopped selling products to the NRA. They didn't stop selling products to anyone who is a member of the NRA or to the head leaders of the NRA themselves. But it sounds like if the NRA wants to do giveaways and they want to buy Yeti coolers to give away, they're not going to sell it to them. Anyways, it's a really weird stance to me because I think your demographic as a cooler company is to the, you know, rootinous tootinous type of folks who are more than likely going to use your cooler to go camping where they're going to hunt something, right? So them stepping out away from the NRA is kind of weird.
Not very smart.
But the thing that's gained the most attention and the reason why it's on trending right now is because gun rights people are doing the only thing they know how to do when they dislike something, and that's to shoot it with their gun and make it blow up. More than likely Tannerite, if I had to guess. But
on a similar note, and I don't want to pick on this too much, but Melissa and I were out late last night, not partying too hard.
Okay.
We were at a restaurant, and an elderly gentleman came in, very irate, because his order was wrong.
Okay.
Now, this happens all the time at restaurants, so you wouldn't normally bat an eye. But after this irate gentleman left, we both discussed how we were both wondering if he was going to pull out a firearm.
Yeah, right.
That should not be a natural reaction when you see something like that happen.
I guess it doesn't matter if it was like a fast food place or if it was a sit-down restaurant. It shouldn't matter, but... I think yeah, really squeaky straw.
That was squeaky straw.
added effect on our food story. But yeah, I think
I don't need to spit up all over the equipment.
So. Today today's day and age, you have to ask that question, which if you're part of the gun-toting crowd like the I carry a firearm everywhere crowd, you're always watching. I've seen and I read articles where they talk about this, where you're always on high caution, right? You're not in high alert. You're not at relaxed. You're always watching everybody.
Because if you have a gun, you're that guy. You're the first line of defense.
Yes.
And for whatever group that you happen to be in.
Yep. And you become, I think anybody that's interested in carrying a gun on their hip anywhere they go already is the type that, like, won't sit with their back to the door.
Yeah.
And they want the booth in the back corner and that kind of thing. And so I think about that when I sit down at places. But today, like, I'm surfing through this trending list, and four of the 20 things that they're showing me on trending is shootings, right?
So I've kind of played this through mentally, and I'm going to share my thoughts with you and to get your input on my thoughts on this particular subject.
Okay.
Open carry, and, you know, let's say that, you know, four of us out of 30 people in a restaurant or a school or a gymnasium are packing. And, you know, a shooter comes in, and everyone pulls out their guns, and then the police arrive.
Mm-hmm.
What do the police do? You've got 30 people in the gymnasium with guns.
Well, I don't think that's as complex as it sounds.
Hopefully the guy is in a puddle.
Right.
This is going to freak you out, but you're in better shape because you're not a girl, but there's a bug crawling on your shirt. Like,
oh,
right,
gosh.
I'm not making. Just thump it across the room. There you go.
Get a good angle on him, and he's gone. Okay. It was a stink bug. I didn't want to hit him too hard and then fail.
That would be bad.
Yeah, as long as that wasn't a spider. If it had been a spider, I probably would have left here screaming.
So hopefully, when the police arrive, the bad guy's in a pool of blood in the middle of the gymnasium floor.
Right.
That's the best outcome, I guess. But
and if the culture doesn't change,
Like the Pulse nightclub shooting or something like that, where there are clearly a lot of guns involved. How do you determine who the good guy is? How do you determine who the bad guy is?
Okay, so if the culture stays the same as it is right now, where it's only four people in the gymnasium that are holding a gun, then yes, he is Swiss cheese, right? And it goes, okay, he was the bad guy, he wasn't, that kind of thing. But if the culture changes and it's several people and we're, you know, in a Mexican standoff where, you know, he claims it's this and we claim it's that, you disarm everyone and hopefully everyone sits down their weapon, and then you work it like a bank robbery where everybody takes an account, and when 99% of the people in said gymnasium says, well, it was this guy in the striped shirt, and it's only the guy in the striped shirt that says, oh, no, it was red shirt guy. Well, it kind of paints the picture.
That kind of brings me back to the Parkland shooter, you know, in Florida. You know, he waltzed out of the school, went by Walmart, got his soda, you know, and got halfway across town before they watched the security video to find out who he was.
Well, and I read part of that today, that they've pulled the security film from outside of Parkland, and the sheriffs, the first responders, were, like, hiding outside behind cars and behind trees. Like,
yes.
They didn't rush in, you know, and that's a shame. But let's pretend for a second. So a school is a one I'm not 1,000% sure on, because it's like, do you give guns to those kids? You don't, right? But let's swap it for a minute. And it's a Walmart setting, right?
Okay.
It's just grown adults coming and going, and there's a shooter. But if the culture changes and we go to open carrying, and if we're talking like the culture's got to change to be everyone carries, right? So everyone open carries. That's the only way that open carry works. Yeah, we've got to go back to Wild Wild West. Everybody's got a 6-shot .45 on their hip and not afraid to put a hole in you. You know, that's the only way it works. Any version under that or over that doesn't work. Now, if you're afraid to carry a firearm, then it's fine.
That's the new feature that I was talking about. Not only does it show you, like, more from this entity, it shows you where it's been shared.
Geographically.
Who shared it. Russia did not pop up on that list. So.
No, but China did, which is fascinating because China's supposed to be blocked. And Facebook's supposed to be blocked in China. Is that with any post you can track?
No, that was it was one single post. That's what it was. I closed it.
But I like
that's what it was.
FCC records. Oh yeah. See, I come across this, but I don't. Like, I hate to talk about it without knowing.
Right, because you don't know the truth of it.
The source there, are they right wing heavy?
Well, let me click on the little eye again, and it says about this article.
Mm-hmm.
The blah, blah, blah is an American English language online magazine that covers politics, policy, culture, and religion, and publishes a newspaper. Well, that doesn't tell me anything.
But are you familiar with them?
Nope.
I've heard their name before, but I think they align to the right. It's so hard to find objective.
Yeah. Well, you can't.
News feeds.
I don't think it's possible.
But it's whatever.
And it's becoming worse, and I've said this before, although I don't think I've ever actually been on the air of my own radio station.
Yeah.
If you're right, you're going to read right-leaning stuff. And if you're left, you're going to read left-leaning stuff. And there is no middle.
There isn't a middle.
Increasingly, there's certainly not any middle.
And if we created a middle, someone would accuse us of not being middle.
Yeah.
Right? And the right folks would accuse us of being left, and the left folks would accuse us of being right, and then we don't reach anybody. But the gun rights thing I can go on for years about, because that's something that needs to change. You can't deny that it's a problem. Now, how that problem is fixed is where the argument starts. But
very little agreement, at least.
No.
I mean, there people in different thought processes agree.
Yes.
But the various solutions differ greatly.
Yes. Yeah. And I think the solution we're chasing right now is not going to be the answer. It's only going to create longer lists.
Yep.
of victims and incidents, and that's just a prayer of mine.
I mean, I love the comments where they're like, okay, you know, this guy clearly didn't follow the law, so a gun law is not going to help him. This guy who died in a car accident, you know, was run over by a tractor trailer. Well, let's not law tractor trailers because they kill people.
Right.
I mean, none of these arguments are good. I mean, they may sound good until they're deflated in that manner, and then it's pretty obvious just how stupid they are. Except for the people who lean that way, and then they're immediately need to find their safe space to go hide.
Yeah, you're not wrong. And you know what? Like, the safe space is like a right wing, soft spot that we can always push at. But you know, if that's what you need, that's fine. But I think if you need a safe space, you probably also shouldn't be stating your opinion. You know, if you can't take the battle,
everybody who doesn't agree with your opinions. I mean, I've lost friends that way.
There you go.
They, you know, and further reflection of that, they lived in those states that were very left-leaning, and I can understand why they didn't.
Yeah,
I mean,
that so happens to be a coincidence.
Yeah.
But, no, and that's another culture that needs to be changed. Like, we need to be able to discuss differing opinions and not hate each other because
agreed.
Of it.
Agreed, right?
But for some reason, everybody needs a war to fight, and if you're not on my side, then you're dead to me.
And again, I said it at the beginning of the show, and I'll say it here near the end. I mean, we are in a microcosm here in rural Alabama.
Gosh, ain't that the truth?
You know, most of us think the same way.
Yeah.
And so there's not a lot of argument. There's not a lot of debate here.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that we've talked about doing. I mean, I know a few peas in the pod who don't agree with what 99% of the rest of our neighbors agree with. And I would love to get them in here on a radio show to throw hot air balloons at each other, or water balloons at each other.
Water balloons.
But I just don't know if it'll happen or not.
No, I would like that, but you're right. You know, the fact that you and I are on this radio channel right now talking about being right wing, I don't know of any left wing person that would voluntarily go into it. That would also behave themselves, right?
Right.
Because you want somebody that's going to sit at the table and not yell over your microphone all night.
And you know, it did happen originally, and I can remember this back in like 96 when Fox News launched. They had Hannity and Combs.
You told me about this.
Combs was the liberal, and Hannity was the conservative. You still see it every now. I mean, CNN's got, you know, 7 liberals to 1 conservative. Fox News has got 7 conservatives to 1 liberal.
I hate that.
Ron Williams, buddy. He comes out liberal every time.
Oh, poor guy. Because I hate to see those come up because on both networks, it's a conference table, you know, with glass in the middle. It's the same exact thing. And one guy sits on the end by himself.
It's
and
crazy.
There's 5 others that sit on the other end, and they're all barking at him.
And they at least let him get a word in, but that's about it. I mean,
but it never fails. There's always, you know.
It drives Melissa up the wall because I'll watch 2 Sunday shows every Sunday. I'll watch Meet the Press for my liberal dose.
Oh, man.
And Fox News Sunday for my conservative dose. So at least I'm hearing both sides.
Because, Meet the Press comes on early, right?
Well, the DVR, it doesn't matter.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I actually watch them late Sunday night.
I was about to say, I think I remember Meet the Press coming on after my Saturday morning cartoons. Or maybe it was a rerun of Meet the Press.
I don't know.
And I hated it. I absolutely hated it. I'm like, no, let's go back to cartoons.
What would the show on?
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's 8 o'clock.
Yep.
And I think this is a good place to stop.
Good topics tonight.
Maybe we'll talk some more about politics because it went pretty well. And then
we don't have any bruises to show that I know of.
Maybe
the bug tried, but it didn't get very far. So, and,
oh gosh, he's disappeared. He's not where I flicked him to. So we're gonna have to kill a bug here later. But I'm gonna play this music and hope that it's turned up. Look at you, Jay. You left them right there where they're supposed to be.
Right where they're supposed to be.
That way this will work. Maybe I'll know what I'm doing come Saturday. So once again, I'm gonna be down at Guthrie's 2 to 4. If you want to meet me. IRL, as the kids say, that's the place to do it.
And I'm going to run back here, so when you're done talking, I can do what I'm supposed to do.
Okay.
Do that thing there.
Yeah, with the button. And the, okay. So I'm going to be there on Saturday, and I'd love to have somebody come and visit, and there's going to be a great deal on some chicken over there at Guthrie's, and celebrating their 9 years there. And we're going to do some requests, and Jay's not going to be there, so I can play whatever I want kind of thing. So we'll see how
hopefully
that
goes. Nobody will throw anything at you. I don't know.
Yeah, all right. But I've had a good time tonight, and I appreciate Jay walking me through all of this and running the board. And
little different tonight, wasn't
and
it?
Being a co-host. Yeah, you're quite the Renaissance man if you can do all that at once. I'm not the multitasker. But I've had a good time, and thank you for joining me, all of you out there in listeners' land. If you've not heard it today, I love you, and so do other people. So have a good night, and I'll see you next Tuesday.
See y'all. Thanks for tuning in.